On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 2 of 4 on hazard communication and chemical safety. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
A strong safety culture depends on clear communication, especially when it involves hazardous chemicals. And that's where safety data sheets, or SDS, come in. And these standardized documents are essential for informing, protecting, and preparing everybody in your facility. And understanding safety data sheets is critical to chemical safety, whether you're handling a chemical daily or passing through a storage area. Safety data sheets provide a detailed information about the properties, hazards, and safe handling and chemical procedures that are related to chemical products in your facility. Every worker has the right to know what chemicals are present, how they might be affected, and what steps to take in case of exposure. And knowing where to find these safety data sheets and how to read them isn't just helpful, it's necessary. So here are a few tips to help you with understanding and using safety data sheets effectively. Number one, you want to know what a safety data sheet is and why it matters. A safety data sheet document provides key safety information about a chemical. It outlines how to store it, handle it, and dispose of the material safely. And then what you want to do is know what to do in an emergency. And these documents are standardized, making them easy to follow and how to understand the format of the document. Number two, you want to understand the structure of your safety data sheet. So most safety data sheets are split into sections. These sections are going to include identification, hazard identification, composition, first aid measures, firefighting measures, handling, storage, exposure controls, and much more. And the first sections are the most frequently used during tasks and emergencies. Number three, you always want to know where these safety data sheets are located. They must always be easy to access, whether they're in a binder in the break room or through a digital system. Never guess what you're dealing with when it comes to chemicals. So if you can't find your safety data sheets, stop and ask before proceeding. Number four, you want to use your safety data sheets to prepare and respond. So it doesn't matter if you're talking about personal protective equipment or PPE, responding to a spill or treating chemical exposure, your SDS is going to tell you what steps to take, and it's the first line of defense in handling chemical-related incidents correctly. And last but certainly not least, you want to remember your right to know. Every team member has the right to understand the hazards that they are exposed to. So if you don't understand something that you're dealing with in a safety data sheet, ask questions. Staying informed is going to help you keep safe. Understanding how to read and use an SDS is not just for emergencies. It's part of a working smart culture and staying safe daily. So make it a habit to review SDSs for any new chemical that you're introduced to in your area and keep your knowledge fresh, reinforce it during toolbox talks and safety meetings, and just keep it front of mind. Your safety is going to depend on preparation. So with the correct information, you can minimize risks and keep a safer work environment for everyone in the facility. And thank you so much for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than MightyLine. MightyLine floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have MightyLine as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.